We're pleased to be joined as part of our post-game coverage by the head coach of IFA girls basketball, Michael Collison, in year number one. Has been a foundational part of this program for quite a long time. First year getting a chance to lead the girls program after leading the boys program the last couple of years. And coach, looking at the wrap-up of your rivalry series with HD Cal this year, a cold shooting night for your team, but the defense came out and really challenged the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could say that, but I also think Hampton is the type of team that they've played a lot of games at these types of scores, and you know, I think the game was a little bit more how they wanted it tonight. They're a really physical team, and you know, it was a very physical game tonight. You know, there was a lot of things, you know, let go, and a lot, they allowed us to play a little bit, and I definitely think that played into their hands because they're really good at setting the tone with their physicality. So, you know, frustrating night for us, but, you know, credit to them. They're a good team, and they've won these type of games all year, you know, with a team full of seniors, so they did a good job tonight.
Playing a team that brings that type of physicality, when you get into postseason time, you'll have a lot of teams that want to do the same thing that HD Cal does. The value of playing a team like HD Cal twice in your conference schedule for preparation with the postseason on the horizon for your team.
Yeah, I think, you know, these types of games are, as we talked about in the locker room, they're good lessons for us because, you know, we could come in the first round of the postseason and, you know, we'll find out this week who we play. And, you know, it could be Hampton. It could be Clear Lake. It could be somebody who plays that way and that style. And, you know, we have to be able to adjust. We can't, you know, feel sorry for ourselves because we're not the biggest team. We're not the most physical team. And I think in those kind of games, you know, especially in the postseason, the scores get a little lower. They let you play a little bit more. And, you know, we've got to find a way to adjust and handle that a little bit better than we did tonight.
You had talked with JMO on the coach's corner last week about the balance and how happy you were to see that from your team. Really balanced scoring again here tonight.
I just wish there was a few more.
Yes.
A few more buckets, but yeah.
Yeah, Carly Daigle with 7. You had England with 6 and then 4 for Baker. But looking to continue to take the lid off when you have your offense getting out of rhythm playing pressure like that.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, you said we didn't shoot it well. And I think we took good shots. It just comes down to, like, they're well-defended shots. You know, I think Hampton is the type of team where that you always kind of feel them, you know, them near you when they're on defense. And, you know, I'd have to give them a little bit of credit there because they really did a nice job of making those shots tough. And, you know, we didn't get much towards the basket because it was a physical game. So, you know, I think we'll come out on Friday and have a better night, you know, offensively than we did tonight. But I think for us, we've got to learn that, you know, if the things aren't happening on offense, that shouldn't affect what we do on defense. You know, we should still defend well, and talk and point and transition, box out, do the little things.
As that'll be your regular season home finale coming up on Friday as you host Humboldt, your brief thoughts on that second look against the Wildcats.
Yeah, you know, in the Humboldt game, we were playing with them for stretches up there, you know, and I think at halftime we were down 2, and they hit a 3 right before half to take a 2-point lead. And, you know, I think we've proven we can play with them. They've obviously got 2 really explosive scorers in Morgan Mann and Ava Fisher. And we're going to have to do some things to hold them down. And, you know, in the last game, a couple of their kids hit shots. And we've got to make sure we defend those kids well. You know, for us, it's always about defense and how we play defensively. So if we can defend well, we'll give ourselves a chance.